Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah last night taking care of Hendersonville, very, very good football team, and we knew that going in to the game last night. But coach, your team went out there, put four quarters together, played very well on both sides of the ball, and I'm sure that very excited about where you stand right now. Certainly a lot of things still to play for, and a lot of things still to come in the next couple of weeks, obviously, with Franklin and Brevard to finish out, particularly going to Franklin and to Brevard. But again, coming out of last night, you got your football team in the kind of shape that you would want them to be in, I think, going into next week for sure.
I think if I could use one word about last night, I would say focus. I thought the kids, did a really good job all week focusing on the game plan. I thought the preparation from the coaches, meeting we had last Saturday morning, we even went back and changed some stuff, defensively, going into Monday's practice, and it was one of those situations where our kids, we had a couple of days that we had to, really buckle down, a lot of formations, a lot of motions, having to know where, certain receivers were at, and I'm just talking from the defensive side, and thought Bentley and that bunch on that side did a really good job. Had meetings yesterday before we went down to the stadium to start the game. Just a really good job on that side of the ball offensively. Thought we found some things that might help us. Again, the kids, bought into what we were trying to do offensively as well, and put a few wrinkles in. Had some wrinkles in there as well, built in special teams also, and it was fun to watch last night. We don't you don't get those opportunities much where it just seems like everything's clicking for you, and certainly felt like that was going our way last night.
Going back to the front end a little bit, obviously your first drive able to get three out of that. It only took them three plays on that, the next drive after that. And obviously, it's certainly something that's disappointing. But at that point, you didn't feel any, to me, didn't feel like any of the wind came out of the sails for us, and able to push back through all of that and start to build that lead as we got through the first half.
You're not going to limit Hendersonville, big plays. That's what you strive to do. You try to limit those things. They came out and went under center, showed a formation that we've seen before. Broke from it. We struggled just a little bit trying to find everybody we were looking for, and they got loose in the secondary. Ensley did, and certainly if he gets behind you and he can get the ball to him, you're in trouble, and we saw that. But really, after that play, I thought our defense did a really good job buckling down and finding where he was at, and Artis as well, number eight. They did a really good job with him, and I think we frustrated the quarterback. I think that was another thing our defense did a really good job of. You look at the turnovers last night, from the fumbles that the quarterback had to the interceptions. I think he got frustrated. We were able to get some pressure on him, and we were able to do it with a small box last night, which was able to help us as well on that coverage on the back end.
You again mentioned that just a moment ago, but I went back and was trying to think about so much happened, particularly that first half. I was thinking about turning points right there. We had a couple of three and outs that made a big difference. We had a situation last night, and we talked about this. John and I talked about this. They went for it on fourth down in what I thought was an unusual place in terms of field position. They were able to convert, but we generated a turnover right after that. And it felt like that was kind of a momentum swing for us, too. So in a number of ways, defense was able to generate opportunities, obviously, for the offense, both in terms of ball placement, in terms of the field, but also, keeping the motivation up pretty high, too.
Absolutely. And Coach Sosby, he's kind of a gambler.
Yeah.
He's going to take those chances. I mean, he knew how important last night's game was. Caught a slant route in behind coverage. On a fourth and short, he trusted that his kids would get it done, and they did. Good play by them. But you mentioned defense came right back, got the turnover, got it back in our offense's hands, and it was just one of those nights where we could do, a lot of good things on offense. I was really proud of our special teams, too. Hit all of our extra points last night, hit a field goal last night as well. We knew we could not kick deep to them. We had to do some squib kicks and things like that. And, we gave up some field position on a couple of those kickoffs, but for the most part, we did what I wanted to do. You know, we had a fake punt in there as well and hit that, which you know mentioned was great for momentum. And we took the next play. I think it was the very next play after that. We took it right on in and scored.
Yeah.
It was just a great night. It was a great night for our seniors. I think I need to make sure to mention that as well. Senior night, last time in the stadium, you know, for a home game before we get into the playoffs. And what a great way for those kids to go out last night and their families being there with them. You know, to have such a great atmosphere, great night of football last night, and a lot of success for us.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, all conveniently close to home and in-network with all insurances. As a part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, we talked last night in the booth again about our quarterback situation and the maturation right there. I thought Corey had a very balanced game. You know, was poised, you know, made the throws that he needed to make. And a couple of situations, obviously, that required those deep balls and able to put it right where it needed to be. There was a touchdown in the second half. Across his body that he threw to Cam, found Cam, threw it up to him, and Cam went and got it, of course. But again, very, very good quarterback play in particular last night. And the thing that I kept going back to, and again, we talked about this, the thing that I kept going back to that I think we've seen out of him throughout the season is that he seems to be a very cerebral kid. He seems to make really good decisions, and I think he's probably is studying the game, willing to learn and understand it. And, boy, that just creates opportunities for your offense. And I think that's part of what we saw play out last night, too.
You know, we've harped with Corey to protect the ball, you know, protect the offense, don't put the defense in bad situations. You know, had the one interception last night, but it was just as good as a punt.
I mean, yeah.
Before we threw it, you know, had the one fumble right there. We had a defensive lineman that just got right up on top of him before he got going, and you know, had the turnover right there, and of course they scored, but we came right back and scored in like three plays after we got the ball back. But, you know, I thought he had some really nice touch on the ball last night, short passes and long passes. Looking at the stats, we had six receivers that touched the ball and four touchdowns, you know, from those six receivers, which was great. Had five different rushers. You know, we had 545 yards of offense, 303 rushing and 242 passing. This is a stat that really stood out to us, too. 24 first downs, which I don't know that we've ever had that many first downs in the game. We only punted one time, and you turn around and you look at it on the defensive side of the ball. We gave up, 173 yards of offense. We only gave up 16 in the second half. Seven first downs. We had two interceptions and two fumble recoveries. I thought each group fed off each other. You know, I mentioned the field goals and extra points and kickoff team. I thought they were great. Obviously, we had the fake punt. Cam had the one punt. You have to work together when you play against teams that have game breakers. And I think that might have been lost last night as we had some of our fans watch the game. Those guys can score in one play.
Right.
In one play, you turn them loose and they can go. And just thought we were very sound all the way across the board last night.
You were talking about that. There were multiple games that Hendersonville has scored 45, 49 points in the 50s. Even in one of their losses to Burns, they scored 50-plus points. So, obviously, you know, a team that can put a lot on the board for sure.
Absolutely. You know, you look at their average, they averaged 39 points a game.
Yeah.
You know, that was their average. Held them to 17. They were averaging 211 yards rushing, 220-something yards passing. You know, and we held it to under 180, 173 yards. So just a phenomenal job. I'm just really proud of our kids. And like I said, I mentioned it before, if I could sum everything up in one word, would be focus. Yeah. I thought they stayed focused on what we were looking at. We did not, you know, talk a whole lot about last year and how that game played out. You know, we were more focused on what was going on this year, where we were at, the things we could do to be successful, and as coaches, the places we could put our kids to be successful. Coach Gibson and Coach Warren and Coach Morgan and Coach Mathis, you know, did a really good job offensively as well. Scheming this week, got a lot of people involved, a lot of touches all the way around, and certainly that was important for us.
I want to hit on this real quick, too, going back to the defensive side. I thought that, again, specifically, we were able to generate some pressure, too. And you mentioned, you know, getting to the quarterback some, but I thought Taryn and Cam really bottled things up back there and, again, made it very difficult. You know, when you're getting that pressure, you know, rushing three and four guys, it really gives you some opportunities on the back end too, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And the thing that you look at, if you can hold your coverage long enough, it frustrates a quarterback because he's got to wait longer for those openings to happen. And when he's having to wait longer, that gives our front more time to get to him. And I think you saw that. Like I said, I think we got him frustrated last night,
yeah,
not being able to get to those open receivers quick enough. And just thought our defensive front, you know, really did a good job. We stunted some. We blitzed those linebackers a little bit off the edge as well, and had some really good play from our guys. Open field tackling was huge.
Yes.
We knew we would not be able to bring them down one-on-one. We knew we were going to have to gang tackle at least two-on-one, and, you know, we did that last night. You know, obviously gave up the one big play to start with, but after that we got settled in, and I felt like we were good to go.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware is ready for fall cleanup and project time. 8-pound maul, $39.99. Leather driving gloves, $8.99. DeWalt 20-volt half-inch max drill driver and impact kit, $145.99. Shoe and boot scraper, $15.99. Now's the time to put your holiday purchases on layaway, like a new Traeger grill and accessories. Bring the kids and dogs to our Waynesville location on Halloween for a special treat. Hometown Hardware with three locations, your big box alternative.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday Night Lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student-athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
You know, just sort of leading into this into the break here, but one of the things that occurred to me last night was that you know, we had a lead at halftime against a good team. Does that change anything for the way that you approach halftimes? The reason I say that is because we typically, you know, do, I think, really good things at halftime and come back out and play pretty well. That continued last night, obviously. But did you do, or, you know, was there any sort of change in the way that you approach the kids approach that halftime period and that preparation, that sort of preparation period before going out in the second half that you had to do?
You know, there really wasn't. You know, because you knew what was sitting there. You knew how quickly that team could come back. You know, with two touchdown lead or two score lead, it was not comfortable versus guys like them.
Yeah.
And, you know, just got too many playmakers. We really got after it at halftime, putting some stuff together. Had to make a couple of changes because, you know, we had Christian and cramped right there before halftime.
Right.
So we were looking at personnel changes, trying to get everything set on special teams. We involved a few JV players last night, getting them in on special teams to try to free up some of our varsity kids to get them a breather. And it was some really good halftime adjustments and personnel adjustments as well. I mean, we just had to look at some different things. But as you go back and you look at the season, the third quarter has been a really good quarter for us. You know, we've scored more points in the third quarter than any quarter during the game. So, you know, that was really good to see that hold true last night. Did the same thing, came out. I think we scored 21 points there in the third quarter, and we didn't get the ball first. You know, they got the ball first. Generally, we've been getting the ball first coming out of halftime, but again, just thought the kids stay focused on what we were trying to do. We didn't look beyond anything, didn't look at the scoreboard, just kept our nose down and kept getting after it.
You mentioned before, and we've talked about this for several years now, sometimes you put yourself in a bad spot if you're walking around comparing scoreboards and making decisions based solely on that, because really what it's about are the individual matchups and the team matchups. And so I'm curious as to what your thoughts were prior to the start of the game about how we matched up individually and in terms of units versus their individuals and their units.
I think that's some things that one of those things that's not talked about a lot either. Everybody's going to match up with each team differently. You know, we're going to match up better with some teams, and we're going to not match up as good with some teams just based off of their personnel. For instance, what kind of quarterback do they have? Do they have athletic quarterback that can run and pass? I mean, you got just different scenarios. I thought we had a good matchup last night.
Yeah.
I thought we had a chance to be successful. I'll be honest with you, I did not foresee the score being what it was. And I think if you, just like what you mentioned, if you get lost in the numbers, you just can't compare. You know, you just can't compare scores. The biggest thing for us last night was getting a win. I don't care what the score was. It was nice to have that success and to have our kids play at that level. But at the end of the night, I don't care how you get it. As long as we got that win and moved 3-0 in the conference, that was our overall goal. I think the kids probably would agree, as well as we've gotten, you know, ready for each week. We don't put, you know, there's not a goal of how many points we're going to score how many points we're not going to allow or things like that. The biggest thing for us is to get a W. And that's the way our kids have been all year long. We've won low-scoring games. You know, now we've won a couple of high-scoring games. And we understand exactly what we're facing going to next week. You know, it's going to be one of those, you know, you hear the word slobber knockers. Yeah. It's going to be one.
Yeah.
And, I feel good about our kids getting up for the game. We know the importance of it, and so do they. So it should be a great matchup.
Going back again, this is something I thought was a little bit unique last night, too. We really saw a lot of balance out of the backfield with both Eric and Jonathan for the first time, really using them in sort of that tandem. That created some opportunities, didn't it?
It did. You know, Eric, obviously, being back healthy, you know, we were able to do some packages with him. We threw a lot of different packages last night, a lot of different looks.
Right.
And that's the one thing that has been really nice this year offensively. We've got a lot of kids involved, but we've got, you know, just it's neat watching those guys be able to go out and perform at that level. We're even changing some stuff up front. I mean, we're moving some people around, and, it's creating some problems for other teams. And, we'll continue to do that as we go through the rest of the season and, hopefully continue to have success.
I was nervous about Christian. I did, he came with the cramp there, and so that looked like it worked out pretty well. How did you feel about overall health coming out of last week? Last night, excuse me.
Not bad. Felt pretty good coming out of it. Also, I mentioned using a couple of those JV players last night just on some special team stuff to help us out, trying to get Christian a little bit more rest before he had to go on defense. But, feel pretty good about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got everybody – pretty much back to where we need to be at as far as health-wise. We did get some bad news on, Houston Connor. We had mentioned him getting hurt last Friday night. He did end up tearing ACL in that game, against East Henderson. So we did lose him for the season, and we kind of felt like that going in. So certainly we'll be thinking about him. He's got surgery coming up here in November. He is a junior. Also we'll get him back. That's a severe blow to us as well, because that's a good special teams player for us, and he was a really good backup on at linebacker position as well. So certainly, we'll have to move forward and keep getting after it. We'd also mentioned Lucas Whitty with the JV that got hurt.
Yeah.
He did get casted, so he's casted now, and he's back on the mend. Hunter Shalladay started his physical therapy stuff this past week as well, so, he's moving in the right direction. So those guys that have been injured, it seems like we're moving forward. Zach Webb had the surgery on the knee. He's back at school with us now. So James Hutchison, who had surgery earlier, he's down to one crutch instead of two crutches now. So we're moving in the right direction, but trying to keep everybody healthy and continuing to be successful moving through the season.
Going through into next season, most of those guys you feel like will be available. As we obviously the ACL's a big deal. Obviously Hunter's deal was a big deal, but in terms of their ability to play in the long term.
Absolutely.
Still there.
Absolutely. We hope so. Obviously, All of the guys that I mentioned are underclassmen, so all of those guys, you know, have opportunity to come back. All of those guys were, you know, really good players for us. You know, it'll be exciting to finally get those guys back on the field. But they got some, you know, they got some work ahead of them in their physical therapy, and getting back healthy is in 100%.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Planning a special event, opening a new business, or updating your current sign? Call SignServe to renew your business image. SignServe offers the highest quality of custom-made signs, from banners, vinyl signs, vehicle lettering, and more. SignServe experienced staff is more than happy to help find the best product and work with you from start to finish. Call SignServe at 828-755-6743. SignServe backs the Bears.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Real quickly, just a couple of the two-way scores that I want to hit on a little bit first. High Brighton, a winner again, 63-6 over Eastburg. South Point beating RS Central 49-6 last night. Hunter Huss, 49-10 over Forest View. Shelby wins again at home, 49-7 over East Gaston. Of course, we mentioned the Franklin game. They beat East last night, 43-14. Smoky Mountain beating Brevard, 28-14 there as well. And, Coach, again, not dissimilar from the varsity, your JV program still in good shape. They're still playing for a whole lot at this point, going down through the rest of the season here with just a couple games left.
You know, had a big win at Hendersonville Thursday night, 26-12. Offense, just throw some stats at you for those guys. Had 180 yards of offense, had 12 first downs. Defense gave up 128 yards of offense, but only 5 first downs. You know, JV team sitting there at 7-0 right now, you know, undefeated in the conference. Varsity sitting here at 8-1, 3-0 in the conference. You know, so a lot on the line this week. You know, I mentioned it earlier, not just for the varsity, but for the JVs. Franklin's JVs are undefeated in the conference.
Right.
So you're playing for a conference championship, you know, on Thursday night. And you turn around on the varsity, you know, Franklin's sitting there and they're 2-1. They're one game behind. They're playing for a conference championship, playoffs, all of those good things. You know, we're playing to try to stay one game up. So you essentially, you know, you can clinch at least a share of a conference championship this week with wins by both programs. And, you know, that was our goal at the beginning of the season, one of our goals, and certainly to be able to try to win that and at least get to that point on Thursday and Friday is going to be huge. Certainly proud of our programs right now. But, again, we got a lot of work to do. You know, you talk about Pisgah and you talk about Franklin, you talk about two really good programs with a lot of familiarity, and certainly it'll be two really good ball games coming up Thursday and Friday.
Going back to the JVs, could you feel any better about the progress that that group has made since day one in July till now?
I don't think that I've ever been associated with a group that I have seen as much growth.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, straight up. You know, been doing this for 19 years now, and really to see our JVs come from where they have. You know, we've got 5 sophomores, and I'm one that does not like to pull up sophomores. I do not like to do it if I can keep them down and keep them together, playing together. And for us to have 5 sophomores up on varsity that are starting for us in various positions and still able to have some success, or not some success, to be undefeated,
right,
you know, where you're at on that JV program, just speaks so highly of those kids and young kids. Got a lot of freshmen that are playing, got some good leadership in those sophomores, and, you know, we got 2 games left. You know, that's the big push for us, got 2 games left, try to finish the deal, and certainly this will be a big week for us.
We made a decision as a community to go out and support Southwest Onslow High School, just to the side of Jacksonville, North Carolina. Camp Lejeune, obviously hard hit with the hurricane back in September, and you know, again, a nice deal that, that we as a community will put together to get some things down there to those guys. Obviously, Southwest Onslow is a team that we talk about as being a successful program in two-way football in North Carolina, but it's nice to adopt somebody and to make some things happen for those guys. I know you're proud of that, too.
Very much so. You know, Booster Club collected, I think, in the stands last night, collected about $1,100. The Booster Club's also going to kick in $1,000. Our Pisgah Athletics at the high school is donating another $1,000. So we're going to be able to send Southwest Onslow High School $3,100 next week to try to help out with those guys that are still reeling, like you said, from the hurricane. And I wasn't here, you know, when the floods came through, but yeah. I know there was a lot of people that got involved from outside of Haywood County to help out. And certainly it's great to see us be able to return that favor, you know, to somebody we don't really know.
Right.
But, you know, it's another high school that's, you know, trying to get through tough times. And I tell you, Southwest Onslow is an outstanding football school.
Right.
You know, you always hear about them deep in the playoffs and a lot of success. But, you know, glad to be able to be a part of that. And, you know, want to thank the boosters and, of course, Pisgah High School and the community as well for pitching in.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Again, just finish up here, last couple of moments here before we talk about going into next week, Coach. I know that you know, we mentioned about what this community means to this program, and obviously, you know, the support needs to be there. But again, I think one of the things you wanted to speak to again is for the entirety of this community to be able to maintain the focus and remember that we've still got a lot of work to do to be where we want to be in the end.
Absolutely, and I wanted to take time to mention this to our community and our fan base. You know, we've not accomplished what we've set out to accomplish
right.
just yet.
Right.
You know, we've still got a lot of games left in front of us, two games in the conference left, and we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. And as a head coach of this program, I want to ask the community to do the same thing. I want to show some humility, you know, whether we're talking about our team out in the community, whether we're on social media, all of those things. This is the time for us to be humble. You know, we've had a successful season. We got a lot left to go. And, you know, we need to make sure we understand that not only as our football team, but also as our community and fan base as well. You know, you just look at last year and you can look back at different situations and even myself. You know, the last time that we played over there, probably didn't handle them myself the best that I could have. I have certainly, you know, tried to, and we always preach to our kids to try to fix things as you go through it. You know, I'm going to approach this week differently than what I have in the past, and I want the community to do that as well. You know, like I said, we have had some success, but we're not where we want to be at yet. You know, we're still trying to get to that point. And I don't want to get caught up in, you know, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. And, you know, what a great season and pat ourselves on the back. I think you look at Brevard's situation last night, and I think they
right.
probably got caught
right.
up in some
right.
of that.
Right.
And it came back and bit them.
Right.
You know, we don't need to give any of the teams that we're going to face any more ammunition
right.
To want to beat us than anybody else. And, you know, again, excited about the opportunity. Our kids have busted their tails. And our coaches have done a great job of getting our kids ready to get to this point. You know, we're not finished. We're not finished yet. And, you know, we'll be able to look back and reflect on this season once it's over with. But I do. I really want our community to strive on and to really encourage each one of you to be very humble about where we're at. You know, be proud of it, no doubt. No doubt we've done some good things, but we're not finished yet. And I'm excited about, you know, where we're headed. I'm excited about the direction. But I want to keep our kids focused. I want our community to stay focused, you know, on what we need to do to get to the next step. Help these boys stay focused throughout the week. It just makes our job a lot easier.
Yeah, 6:30 is our airtime next week as we head to Franklin with the Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock game call. And we'll be right back here next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, Chad Upton, until next week. So long, everybody.